going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke. This morning we are visiting one of the oldest Catholic elementary schools in the Diocese of Pittsburgh. John F. Kennedy Catholic School in Washington, PA, was established back in 1901 as Immaculate Conception School and were staffed by the Sisters of Mercy. Their current building was dedicated in 1966, and the school was renamed after the fallen president who was the first Catholic to become president of the United States. So this is the 120th academic year for John F. Kennedy Catholic School, which is an educational ministry of the new parish of St. James. Educators strive to develop the student's spiritual, scholastic, emotional, and physical well-being. Their mission is to provide a Christ-centered educational program rooted in Catholic tradition within a loving and caring environment. And joining us this morning to talk about her school is the principal, Kimberly Stevenson. Kimberly, thank you for joining us, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you, Father.
Now, Kimberly, you grew up not too far from JF School in Bentleyville, and you taught for 20 years at the former Ave Maria School before becoming a principal elsewhere. This is your second year at John F. Kennedy. What was it like returning home back to Washington County?
It was heartwarming to be back after 15 years of being away. I was excited to share my experience and knowledge with the community to keep the Catholic education alive and growing in Washington County. We are just one of two schools here. It was also great to see former students and parents from Ave Maria who still have children, or it's their own children now at JFK, and to rekindle friendships with them.
So it was like you're coming back home to Washington County. That's great.
It really did. It felt wonderful.
Yeah. Now, a question that we're asking every principal these days is, how are you keeping the students safe and learning during this pandemic? Because I'm sure it's definitely a challenge.
It definitely is. Keeping them safe is a top priority. We were blessed to have a very comprehensive plan created by the diocese on the safety protocols. We then customized that plan to fit our school. And we had to look at every single minute of the school day to make sure that we were keeping our children safe in every single situation, from arriving in the morning to using the restrooms, taking temperatures, eating in the cafeteria. And so it took a lot of time and planning and dedication from the staff. Also, it was very important to educate the students on the safety protocols and make sure that they understand and they can basically help each other out and remind each other of the 6-foot social distancing. We're also very lucky that our classrooms are very large. So even having 20-plus children in the classroom, we are able to socially distance. The teachers have had a huge part in keeping the school safe. They clean the desks and high touch areas at lunchtime and then again at the end of the school day. So we have basically all chipped in to make sure that our school is disinfected and safe.
Yeah, and JFK building, that's a huge campus there at Immaculate Conception, right in the city of Washington. Now it's called St. James Parish. And having such a large building like that, that's good that you have room. You have a lot of elbow room, so to speak, that you can spread out and keep that socially distancing. And it's good that you have a campus that size to do that. Now, if you have to return to remote learning, what would that look like?
Well, we're very prepared to make this transition if necessary, although the goal is to keep the children in the school. We'll be using the Google Classroom as our learning platform. The teachers and the students have all been trained on how to effectively use this program. We also created a virtual handbook for parents and students so that the information is at their fingertips on the procedures for virtual learning. So we are also very close right now to one-to-one devices for our children. So once all of our technology has arrived, every child will have their own Chromebook. Right now, we're lucky that most of our parents have enough of devices in their home. And families that do not, should we go virtual, we would make sure that they did have a Chromebook. But the biggest part was educating everyone on how to make this transition smooth and how to basically continue with what we were doing in school. So we basically are mimicking what we do in an actual school environment when we are doing virtual learning.
And I guess with the shutdown back in March, and then obviously you had over the summer to prepare and plan, and as we just concluded the Thanksgiving holiday, and of course the numbers continue to rise here in Western Pennsylvania, and everybody is kind of just being on that standby, so to speak, of the schools that are open, because most of the schools around your area are doing remote learning anyway, but that's good that you're on a standby basis, but being able to be open right now for the in-classroom experience is wonderful. But if you have to go virtual, it sounds like you and your faculty, you have all your ducks in order.
Exactly. Now,
go ahead.
We've really listened to our parents, Father Tom. They want the in-school instruction. A survey mm-hmm. was sent out at the beginning of the school year, so we recognize the importance that as long as we can do it safely, you know, our goal is to keep the children in school.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and kudos for doing that extra stuff, you know, to be able to provide that in-person classroom. Because you're right, it's apples to oranges, the attention span, especially for the youngsters, too, and the parents. It's a sense of peace knowing that their children are safe in a loving, nurturing environment, but healthy and in person. Now, talk about the importance of academic excellence in teaching the faith at John F. Kennedy Catholic School in Washington, PA.
Well, basically, Catholic excellence and teaching the faith are two expectations that go hand in hand. Religion is infused in everything we do in the classroom and also as a school community. We are always tying our faith into our instruction. For example, I had observed a class, sixth grade reading class, and they were talking about text-to-text, learning to make those relationships and relate text-to-text when reading. And the teacher also related to text-to-Jesus and how we can read, different passages from the Bible or Proverbs and relate that to our everyday life. When Father's up giving the sermon, how can we make that text reach us? So it is so nice to constantly have that balance and allowing the children, I think, foremost to feel comfortable with their religion, that when we pray and kids come up and say, can you please add my aunt Sue to the school prayer list. You know, they recognize the importance of prayer, and they're proud to pray and know that the help that they're getting for their loved one through that prayer.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You're instilling those values to say, hey, prayer is a conversation with God. And if you teach the children at a young age like that, you know, that's really important. Now, Kimberly,
exactly.
Now what makes JFK unique and valuable in providing a Catholic education?
I can honestly say that this is a family-like atmosphere. Everyone looks out for everyone. It's like people know what you need before you know what you need. They're there to help. If a family is struggling, there's people there to help with tuition or to help, you know, share fundraising goals with them. Also, you know, we work together. When the school is in need of something, you know, the school advisory council will get together and we'll formulate a plan on how to meet that. And the school community outside, the alumni, the parishioners, they all step up to the plate and help us to achieve that. And I love that old saying that there's no I in team. And I really feel that's true at John F. Kennedy. I mean, the parents, they love the school. They do what they can to keep the school financially stable and strong, as do the teachers, the administration, and our pastor. So Catholic education is extremely important, and you know you cannot do it alone. You have to be a fine-oiled machine to keep these Catholic schools up and running, and I truly believe that is what John F. Kennedy has.
In your location, you're right there in the city of Washington, and there is you're pretty much the only Catholic school in that area, and you are. But JFK has been basically a regional school for many, many years. So as the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh has this regionalization going on, JFK has kind of been really a step ahead. Would you agree?
Yes, I would. And I think just the tie-in from the community, the businesses, you know, that when they know you have some technology needs or you're in need of, you know, something for the school, those businesses step up. And it's just a great working relationship. Our EITC money that we have that allow us to provide financial aid to a lot of our families, it's all coming from those businesses in the Washington area.
That's really important to make it, hey, this is our school and our Catholic school in our area, and we're going to take care of the home front. And that's really important that the businesses can support that. Well, we have lots more to talk about, so we'll take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the pastor of St. Mary Magdalene Parish, serving the communities of the East End, Point Breeze, Homewood, and Wilkinsburg sections of the city of Pittsburgh, and also the pastor of St. Benedict the Moore Parish in the Hill District. And this Sunday morning, we are featuring John F. Kennedy Catholic School in Washington, PA. And my guest this morning, I'm honored to have the principal at JFK, Kimberly Stevenson. Now, Kimberly, respect for one another is a big part of Catholic schools. Why is it important, and how do you teach that attitude and behavior at JFK?
Well, I think it's from a very early age. In order to get respect, you have to give respect. So that goes across the board. The teachers need to respect the students, so the students respect them. We have a big push for the growth mindset, you know, believing that things are not always easy, but by working hard and being kind, things work out. So we do say a growth mindset pledge every time, every morning as after our morning prayers. We have constant reminders throughout the school, like bulletin boards that say throw kindness like confetti. We reward the children when we see them acting in a kind way, and just that constant modeling for the students on what behaviors we want them to display at the school, helping each other, bending down and picking up a piece of paper when they see it on the floor in the hallway. Not only respect for each other, but also respect for our physical school building. And I believe that's, you know, all important. It's so nice when you see an older child go up to a younger child and give them a word of encouragement or try to console them if they're upset, maybe in a bus line because they're nervous about riding the bus. And I think that's what we're all about, is making that difference by really caring about each other.
Absolutely. Yeah, teaching the morals and the values. Now, Kimberly, I read your biography. You're very well-rounded, very well-respected as a wonderful Catholic educator in the Diocese of Pittsburgh. And you grew up in St. Joseph Parish, the former St. Joseph Parish in Cokeburg, but you went to the public schools. Why did you decide to get into Catholic education?
You know, I've always loved the Lord. And, you know, when you're being educated, you learn that children can pick up so much. They're like little sponges. And I thought, you know, there's so many children that don't know the Lord, and they're opened and they're ready to receive Him. So teaching in a Catholic school and having that ability to share the love of the Lord with them every single day in everything we do, it has just meant the world to me. I've grown in my faith through doing that, and being able to see that light in the children's eyes, you know, knowing that they love the Lord. Also, just over the years, watching the conversion of so many families that were in a Catholic school because of the good academics and also the discipline, but then they learned to love and want to know more about the Catholic faith, and they converted. So I think it's just a mission that I've felt very strongly pulled towards.
Definitely. That's so important. Now, you promote a STEAM curriculum at John F. Kennedy Catholic School. What does STEAM stand for to our listeners, and how is it preparing your students for the future?
STEAM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. And basically, what this does, it teaches the children the importance of the four C's, which are communication, collaboration, critical thinking, and creativity. And these four components are essential in the 21st century classroom. And basically, all of the skills that they're going to learn through those are timeless and highly valued, not only inside the classroom, but when they leave us as professionals. So planting those seeds nice and early about working together and, you know, thinking outside of the box, that's what we're trying to promote through that STEAM program. Also getting girls interested in the sciences.
Now, your school also has the JFK Greenhouse, introducing students to the benefits of gardening. And especially now that we're in the winter season, we all want to think about the springtime. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because that sounds like a wonderful idea.
Yes, this happened prior to my coming to JFK. They wrote a grant for the greenhouse, and it's huge. It takes up an entire classroom. And what they do is they learn all about growing plants from the earliest grades all the way down into preschool. They plant seeds. They learn what's the best soil makeup, you know, which plants need certain nutrients, water, you know, what kind of light they need. And then they basically, you know, watch these plants grow over time. They can calculate their growth, you know, which seeds are better. And then we have a sale at the end of the school year. Unfortunately, with the pandemic last year and the school closing, all of our plants ended up dying. And so we're really looking forward to getting that plant sale back up and running, because it helps to keep the greenhouse program active and financially strong. So they sell the plants after mass, and a lot of the parishioners buy the plants from the school, and it's just really nice to see that.
What a great idea. So they're learning about gardening and taking care of the environment and having a green thumb, so to speak, but also helping to support the school too. So that's fun. They're learning that. Now, we touched on this in the first segment about the community and the businesses supporting the school through the EITC. How do the parishioners at St. James Parish who don't have students in your school still support the Catholic education?
The parishioners are very tied to the school. I mean, they take an active interest in the school. Even coming to the school as the new principal, I had so many emails and parishioners stopping in to welcome me to the community. we have 2 pages in the church bulletin every week, and we can highlight our accomplishments, fundraising activities, different programs that are going on in the school. So our parishioners are very connected to the school, and they are always participating in our fundraising. They're supportive, and they recognize the importance of helping us. We have parishioners that started a JFK scholarship fund, and people can donate to this fund to help, you know, promote a Catholic education for families who cannot afford it, as well as I mentioned before about the alumni fund. So they are very, very active and really have that ties to their school, even though their children are gone, and they may have been alumni of the school.
Wow, that is great. And one final question before we conclude. For parents or grandparents who want to learn more about John F. Kennedy Catholic School in Washington, perhaps take a tour, how can they reach you online or by phone?
Yes, they can. Either way, they can go to our website at www.jfkcatholic.com, or they could call the school at 724-225-1680. Would love to talk to them and set up a school tour after school hours or on the weekend for them.
And during this time of, as we conclude the end of the year of 2020, it's not too early to think ahead for next school year and to get a jump start on that. And that would be good in encouraging parents and grandparents to take a tour, shopping, so to speak, take a look. And you'd be glad to open up your doors to let people come in and see what JFK has to offer. Sounds like there's a lot of wonderful opportunities. And with your location right there off of Interstate 79 and 70 corridor, you reach from the McGuffey School District, which is like the edge of Washington County on the border of West Virginia, all the way up to Ringgold on the other side of Washington County. So your location is fantastic. So congratulations and keep up the great work. Kimberly Stevenson, the principal at John F. Kennedy Catholic School in Washington, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Father Tom.
We'll be back in a moment on KDK Radio.
This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the second Sunday of Advent. All of the readings this week can encourage hope. This Advent, we too hear the words of comfort, and we must patiently wait for the end of our own afflictions and hope for a new heaven and a new earth. So as we are marking the second Sunday of Advent, halfway towards the season of Christmas, let us not have fear, but have faith. And we read definitely from Mark's Gospel this Sunday. John the Baptist helps us to prepare the way of the Lord and pointing the way to Christ. So let's encourage to be ready for the coming of our Lord, be prepared for the coming of the season of Christmas, this holiday season, and especially during the pandemic and towards the end of this year. It's been a really difficult 2020 year, but we have a season of joy and hope approaching us. So not have fear, but have faith. Prepare the way of the Lord.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.